Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I'm going to prove it in this segment. We're going to be out doing the Maryland Crab Cake tour throughout the community. Had a delicious crab cake from Clean Cuisine up at the Y in Randallstown last week. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. I will have these at Reader's Crab House on the 26th. I will have it at Costas in Timonium at the new Costas coming up in July. We're going to be out at Eldersburg at 1623 Brewing. As well, that's the day after the All-Star Game. And then also, we're going to make our way for the very first time to DePasquale's in Canton, Maryland. And I'm going to talk about sausages and probably lasagna and all sorts of good things, as well as coffee at Zeke's Coffee. I'm doing the coffee Friday morning coffee mafia later on in July. I'm getting out, and then I'm going to Mako and Ocean City later on this summer. But baseball, you know, when things go bad for the Orioles, and things haven't been good for the Orioles, there's other baseball to be had. Greg Zispaniak has been my friend for 30 years. He and his dad came to the barn to meet Ray Lewis the first night Ray Lewis did the show. That was September 2nd, 1996. So we're working on 29 years, or give or take. Greg has been involved in the South Baltimore Little League. And if you do remember, Greg sort of hijacked my show over at the Costas in Dundalk. I hope he doesn't do the same thing in Timonium, because I'm being nice to him. And besides that, he's got other things to do, including running this little league thing. So I want to welcome Greg back onto the program, along with Brendan O'Brien. He is the president, el presidente, like Louis Tiant, like Benny Martinez,
way,
like
way
King
back,
Trump. He is the president of SB. I hope you're a kinder and gentler president of the South Baltimore Little League. They've been going since 1957. I have been at a couple of opening days down there at various points. If you're familiar with the Harris Teeter and the McHenry Row project right there on Ford Avenue, my old stomping grounds of
That's
Locust
right.
Point.
The
That, you know,
old
they used to call it Port Covington down there. Now it's the just near the peninsula. Greg and Brandon, welcome in. Happy Little League World Series to you guys, or whatever it is that you're doing. Greg, I love you, and I'm just basically letting you hijack the radio station to talk about Little League. And you told me that you and Brendan were going to be presidential.
Good to be here again, Nestor. And again, I won't be crashing Timonium, that restraining order that you put in. I think that's why we're doing a Zoom today and not doing this in person. So,
look, the first beer was fine. The second beer was friendly. After that, you got to go. You know what I mean? Like, after that, you know, once we get done. Brandon, you're not from around here, right? Like, you're like sort of a baptized Oriole fan. You're, but you've made this thing work because y'all have kids that play Little League, which is kind of cool.
That's right. Yeah, I'm originally from the Boston area, but have been here since college, and I graduated in 91. So I'm a true Baltimorean now, I think. Baptized myself as an Oriole fan 12 years ago when my 12-year-old son was born. So yeah, I'm an O's fan, and we're doing baseball down in Locust Point with the South Baltimore Little League, and we're really excited about what we're doing down there and what Greg's been helping me do.
Greg, where'd you play Little League?
So, growing up in Parkville, but in the city, I played for Hamilton Little League right off of Moyer Avenue. So, like Moyer and close to Taylor Avenue way
I
back
want to
when.
say, if you had All-Stars, did you come to the Joseph Lee Fields over by Our Lady of Fatima, by the grace of God, the Lou Carpuzzi Fields, next to City Hospital, which is now whatever the hell they're calling it, Hopkins Bayview? Yes. I play, like, there were teams that came from all over the city, Little Flower, all of them, you know, the whole Curly Mafia. I mean, all the Barry Stitzes and all those guys. I played Little League with all those kids. And everybody from around the city came in, and it was like the greatest all-star tournament ever. I mean, and I share my Eastwood Little League stuff. Me and Johnny Rollo played on the same team, and Mark Karolkowski went on to play at University of Maryland. Richie Paff struck me out. He played for the Milwaukee Brewers. He made it to double A ball, played the Curly. So, like, I had this background of Little League. My kid played a little bit. We were out in Perry Hall. But, like, I don't know much about City Little League other than when I've driven past some fields here and again. And I see a lot of lacrosse in the city. But the fields that I know that you guys are promoting, and the Under Armour sign and all that, there's always activity going on down there. But I can't measure where the kids are from or what colors they're wearing, what's a house league, what's a travel league, and all of that. It's got to be different than it was when it was Hamilton and Eastwood, right? I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, so when I played for Hamilton way back when, it was interesting. It wasn't strictly City All-Stars that we played. We played against Harford Park, which was off of Northern Parkway. We played against Loch Raven. We played against Overly, which was right up the street, but over the city county line. So I'm not sure all the dynamics, how that came together, but that's usually who we battled against.
You're talking about in the 80s, right? 70s and 80s. I mean, we're talking about 40 years ago. The modern state of Little League. Brendan, what is South Baltimore Little League? And give me some parameters, because I have all these soccer nerds on with boys and girls, and we got a club, and we got a thing, and we got a crest, and we charge them this, and they come here, and we like I don't. If I had a grandkid, maybe I'd figure this out. But what would I figure out if I had a kid 6, 8, 10, 12 years old that not just wants to run the bases on Sunday at Camden Yards, wants to play ball?
Right. Well, South Baltimore Little League is part of Little League International, and we are a chartered Little League. As you mentioned, we've been in Baltimore since 1957. And South Baltimore Little League, the way Little League works today is you're given a district. So we are the South Baltimore Little League District, and you'd be shocked if I showed you the map of how big our district is. I'll draw it for you. You can envision it in your mind. Go straight up 83 from downtown. Take 695 to the east and make that half circle all the way back to downtown. Everything in that circle or half circle is South Baltimore Little League District. We also go down into Brooklyn Park and over into Essex and Dundalk. We have a little bit of our district is
My
over there.
people, that's my people over there.
That's your people, yeah.
So
So our
how
district
many
covers about
fields? How
three.
many fields are, because what do you have, like two fields, four fields down by McHenry Rose? It's a couple little fields, right?
Yeah, we call it five fields. There are really three playable fields and then a couple of little T-ball fields there, but two main fields on our upper campus. This property at Ford Avenue was donated to us by Coca-Cola 25 years ago. There was a bottling plant right next to it. It now says McHenry Row on it, but Coca-Cola, as they were pulling up the stakes, they donated the land to the Little League, and we have those four fields that we play every weekend. This
Lord
past
knows I
year,
invested enough in Coca-Cola when I was a
that's
kid.
right.
So I'm glad they gave something back to the community. So
They
that's
did.
great.
It's been wonderful. We're one of the few Little Leagues, I think, that owns their own fields. Most Little Leagues have to go through their local rec and parks to make sure that the fields are available. And this past year, we did, because of our, Greg's probably told you, we've grown tremendously in the last 3 years. We're up more than 100%. I don't know what youth baseball statistics are like out there. I don't know what Little
Doesn't
League
look like that
statistics
most
are,
places, by the way.
but we are growing like gangbusters. We had 625 kids in our league last year. That's both boys and girls, baseball and softball. And we're on our little postage stamp there on Ford Avenue. We did branch out. We've played a little at Riverside Park, and we did have some fields at Swan Park, if you remember, Al Kaline Field down there. For our 14-year-olds, and we played and practiced in Patterson Park this year because we just don't have the room to put everything on our fields with all the kids that are beating down the door.
You know, when I think of all my failures in Little League and striking out with the bases loaded, Richie Paff when I was an Oriole and he was a Yankee, and I'm still tortured by it. And Barry Stitz loves to torture me by it when he sees me over Curly. I had my moment of glory at Patterson Park. I won a pitch hit and run, Tom McCann. I got a plaque.
Did you get some shoes?
No, this is a serious thing, man. I went over to Memorial Stadium and I got to compete like an all-star thing,
Right.
and I got my ass kicked there. I just didn't hit the ball out of the infield that day. I had the yips that day at the stadium, but I did like literally win a pitch hit and run up on the top field of Patterson Park. I tell my wife every time, right off a limb when I go through there, had my glory in Island Town. But it is, you know, Little League is memorable like that. I remember what the plaque looked like. I remember every trophy. Remember every team I played on. I have pictures. I played at Berkshire after I played at Eastwood. I'm at Friends for Life. I mean, somebody will be listening to this. Mark Karolkowski, I know you're out there. Monty Otis, Cam Aliff, who's a rock and roller. They're all my Little League buddies, and they're still in my life. They're on my Facebook page. I know what their wives look like. We're all pushing 60. You know, we don't get together and like drink beer or have, you know, whatever. By the way, I had Doug DeSensei on, Greg, about 3 months ago. Doug DeSensei came to our banquet. In 1978, he was wearing a brown bomber jacket. I got a Polaroid. My parents had the little camera that shot the picture out, you
Oh,
know?
yeah.
I have that with Doug DeSensei's. So this is baseball makes the world go. It gets guys from Boston like Brendan. Brendan is here. He is Brendan O'Brien. He's the president of South Baltimore Little League. Greg is my old gangster partner of Loyola making and Little League. And you put me up to this not just because like it's important, but because you guys have like a big thing going on this summer that I remember as what I talked to you about, where the kids from Hamilton would come on, you know, with their parents and Little Flower, and there would be on that top field, the Joseph Lee Fields, because you could see down the hills and up the hill to the Pony League. I want to tell you there were a dozen fields there when I was a boy, and on August the 16th, 1977, when we lost the King, Elvis Presley. I was there on that field. I remember being a Little League All-Star. But the thing I remember about it, the snowballs, hot dogs, all of that, but how many colors there were. You know, everybody would wear their uniforms. Totally Bad News Bears, same era, late 70s, gray, yellow, gold, canary. Some people want to look like Willie Stargell, the whole deal. So I think there's some pageantry about what you guys are doing as I envision it, because whenever I've gone grocery shopping down there's always little tykes running around playing ball. But you're telling me there's like a big thing that you want to invite our audience to down to participate and, you know, maybe watch some kids play some ball the way my dad wanted to watch Timmy Norris and Cal Senior or Cal Junior play back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, very exciting at the end of the month. And with Brendan being our to quote Mel Brooks here, our Dr. Frankenstein of the South Baltimore Little League. I'm just the lowly Igor here, his assistant. But we're super excited for the District All-Star Tournament, which South Baltimore is fortunate enough to be hosting in the 8-10, or also known as the 10U division. Coming up on June 28th, and that'll go through July 2nd, weather pending.
So we got
So,
8 and 9 year olds basically here, right? This is pure baseball.
eight,
They're
nine,
playing for the
ten.
love of the game, like literally, right?
Yeah, so mostly 9 and 10, and I guess this is the part where I get to plug my son, who was 9 years old, fortunate enough, was selected for this team. I mean, a good kid all around, really plays hard. I mean, all the kids do, but getting selected at that age, very, very excited. He's already surpassed me every way athletically at age 9. But those of you out there that might know me or remember me playing, that's a pretty low bar right there. But Brendan will fill in all the details. But we are representing, I think it's District 4. Is that right, Brendan?
That's right. Yeah, we're hosting two tournaments this year. The first one is the districts, and if you win the districts, you move on to states. So we're hosting that 8 to 10 year old district tournament, and man, you ought to see these kids play. This is real baseball. These kids hit the ball, catch the ball, pitch, run. They do it all. It looks like real baseball, and our team, we think, has a pretty good shot at winning their district and running the flag up the flagpole over on Ford Avenue at the end of the month. And then in
We drink apple juice if we win. What do we do? I mean, I'd like to know. What do kids do when they
we get
win?
a the, every player gets a Freezy Pop at the end of
Better damn well
the
be egg custard if it's in South Baltimore, you know? I mean, I would think, right? With marshmallow.
Let me tell you, if one of your listeners has a snowball machine and they want to set up on our fields for that, have them call me, have them reach out to me. I'd love to have that because that is true Baltimore. We don't own one, so would love to have one.
My
I think that'd
dad
be
would.
fun.
My dad would. We had a snowball machine at Colgate. We had one at Eastwood and Berkshire. We had snowball. We made snowballs. Joy, as I believe, and they were really syrupy. And the bees would come. It's a long story. But my dad would take us at the end of the
Tradition.
year after like the banquet ceremony. He would take us over to East Point Mall, and we would go to Friendly's, and every kid would order a Fribble or a Jim Dandy. You would be one of those glutton kids, right, Greg? You would have gone all banana split in, right? You'd have done that, right? Hot fudge, the whole deal, right? You're muted. Maybe I like you better muted. You just muted yourself. I don't
There
know.
we go. I'm back.
Do that in your realty meetings. You're not gonna get hired, you know?
I think my wife hit the mute button there somewhere.
Fine.
But yeah, no, I was just jumping in with when you said Friendly's, the old Friendly Cola, where they used to make it with their own syrup, like right in the store back way back when.
Well, I got a couple things for both of you guys. By the way, we're just talking Little League here. What are the dates? And people can get more information. If anybody wants to learn about this, if you want a kid to play ball, SoboLittleLeague.org. SOBO. Not like Fog, no, not that. SoboLittleLeague.org. You know where the
Actually,
fields are.
it's sorry, it's South Baltimore Little League, and is that Brandon? Is that .org or .com? But it's South Baltimore Little League.
SoboLittleLeague.org.
Yeah, it's Sobo,
Oh,
isn't
is
it?
it Sobo? Pardon me. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Got that.
I'm
Okay.
on the website, Greg. I'm a professional here. So, a couple things. Mr. Butch was my Little League coach, and it's so bad news bears when I think about my Little League experience, because I have some regrets about my Little League experience, and I'll give you the one, but the one isn't that it was incredibly competitive. I played on the Orioles. The Yankees were the bad guys. They beat us. Stitz was on that team, but Rollo was on my team, and I had great players, Carroll Kowski and all that, my buddies. But Mr. Butch, which is Mark's dad, was the manager of the team. And Mr. Butch was serious. And he'd lean in with his glasses. He'd get us all into the huddle. And he'd say, "See the Yankees over there? They put their pants on the same way we do." I'm giving you the same speech. I'm like, this is total.
Backwards, right?
No, hold on. And then he'd say, "Now listen, I know you got a pool to get in. I know your neighbor said, don't get in the pool on game day, okay? We want you to save your energy. We need you to save your legs. We might need your legs in the fifth, sixth inning today,
That's
okay?
classic. That's
All right?
classic.
So that's the kind of little league I played in, all right? So that's serious. Now, the other part of this is I come by your little league and there's like fences. Now, every little league I ever played in, so that would be at the Colgate Park up at the top. There was a fence there, but you couldn't hit it as a little kid. And the Budweiser trucks were behind it because that's where Winter Distributing was. At Colgate, we just had two fields that faced each other, one for the big kids, one for the little kids. The big kids put the ball down on the little kids' field, and we'd stop the game because the ball come running through and the center field would be running. So that was that. Eastwood was a million fields. There were no fences, just like a golf course. And Berkshire was just the elementary school with backstops and whatever. I had some glory there. Some girls too. Hi, Ruth. Hi, Lisa. But nonetheless, cute girls always watched us play ball at that point. We were like in eighth grade. So these are my memories, but the one thing I never had, and the Bad News Bears had it, and one time Luke Jones, and I know you're fond of Luke, Greg, Luke took me up to his hometown up there in Pennsylvania across the border, and he took me out onto Farm Road off of Shrewsbury, looked a little Deliverancey, and I turned the corner. And his little league field looked like something out of Iowa, like straight out of field. Like there's farms, there's corn, and then there's a little league field, the field house. And they had an outfield fence. And you could actually hit a home run over the fence. And I said to Luke, "Did you ever hit one over it?" And I think he said, "Yeah, a couple times." I'm like, I had that thrill in wiffle ball in the neighborhood. We put it on the roofs. We put it on the warehouses. We do all sorts of stuff. It's kind of like dunking when you weren't tall enough, you know? But like, did your little leagues have a fence? Because it was very romantic for me, like Kelly Leak coming in on a chopper, and there was a fence that you could hit the ball over. I've always felt like I had a great little league experience. I've gone through that in this whole segment. I've given you my glories and my shames, but we never had a fence to hit home runs on. And I'm like, that makes it so pure to me. So please, I see that in South Baltimore. Give me your ideology on that because that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. South Baltimore, you're correct. We do have fences on those fields. Yeah, growing up when I played at Hamilton Little League, we also had fences, which was it was indeed a great thrill. A lot of when I grew up at, and I went to St. Michael the Archangel Grade School on Bellaire Road, a lot of my buddies that were from Overly played at the Overly fields, which were taken care of by the county, were absolutely immaculate, but they didn't have fences. So
You hit
you
the
hit a line.
ball into the gap, it just
You hit a
goes to
line
the.
drive over shortstop, gone. Yeah,
Yeah, it's
no
headed
home
toward.
run.
It's yeah, it's right. I mean, somebody's chasing it.
It's
Yeah.
all you
So
can
I
get, right? really need those. Exactly. You really need those. Yeah, the fences in place. Yeah, it's like they said to sort of get that feel of, hey, this
Do
is
we
really
break
legit.
any, Brendan, do we break any windows down in South? I mean, like, there's
We
cars, it's Ford
we
Avenue.
have.
I worry about that. I mean, like, I'm not parking my, maybe 8 to 10 year olds can't pop it that far. But once you get to 12 to 14 year olds, man, my buddy Ray Toskis, he played on my Berkshire team. Dude, it was like hitting a golf ball. He could hit the ball 300. He could really hit the ball at 12 or 13 years of age. It was incredible.
There were a lot of home runs this year from some of our older kids. I'm going to give Greg's son, Will, a puncher's chance of maybe knocking it out straight away center field on field one at our fields, which is
What are we talking about two and a
ironically.
quarter? What are we looking at here, Greg?
No, it's pretty shallow at our fields. 166 at straightaway, but deeper down the lines, 190 and 180.
Sort of like
We
right
just
field in that
because we
dump in
share
Tampa
two.
this week, right? Like a little bit like Steinbrenner
A
Field
little
there.
bit, yeah. We share two fields, and they kind of shorten. But so I give Will a puncher's chance. It's probably not going to fly too far in the 8 to 10. But at the end of July, we have the 9 to 11. We're hosting the state tournament, where they're going to come from Berlin and Salisbury and Western Maryland and D.C. and Montgomery County, and you're going to see some fireworks in that one. In fact, last year we hosted this same tournament. And if you're familiar with that, our fields on field one, there was a kid from Montgomery County who hit the ball and he hit the building across the street. We mapped it out to be about
Wow.
265 feet on the fly. And so there'll be some fireworks. I wish we had fireworks, but there'll be some fireworks at our tournaments this year.
Did we check the ball? Did we check the bat? Was the bat corked? Anything like that
Everything's
going on?
checked.
Because
These are all
listen, I'm going to
legit.
tell you
Check
right now. I'm going to tell you
the
right
check.
now. These
Birth
kids come
certificate.
from the Eastern Shore and from out Western Maryland. They better not have no ringers. Greg, make sure they got no ringers on that team now. How does this work in the day, man? Like, there were always ringers. There was always some kid. And I'm like, kid 6'2", he's got a mustache. He's got hair
Right.
on his chest.
Well,
What
they have a
the
mustache and are driving themselves to the game. I think that's
hell?
clue
I'm 11.
one. Yeah, right there. We'll have to keep an eye out.
All
Um,
right. Well, I'm
we
checking
got
all the
we got
birth
a couple of those
certificates.
kids. We got a couple of those kids. Little League makes us jump through some hoops to make sure that they're all on board and above board, let's say.
Red shirting kids in Texas. I mean, I see all of this and I'm like, and I just have to laugh out loud because, like, I'll come and watch your 8, 9 year olds play before I'm going to watch a last place baseball team with 40 bucks to throw and 20 bucks a beer. I mean, like, seriously, and I'd probably be wildly entertained watching your kids run around down there. So give me the dates and I'm going to send everybody up to SoboLittleLeague.org and I'm going to give Greg a kick in the nuts on the way out and then we're going to have a good weekend here and we're all going to go eat crab cakes. All right.
Greg, you got the dates?
Yes, so it's we have June 28th is what was the start of the tournament, and actually our 10U team will be playing at 1:30 that day. We already know our opponent. We're going to be playing the Annapolis area team at 1:30, and then
Bad news for Annapolis. There, I just want to go ahead, keep going.
that's right.
To plug our team, we'll be playing again Sunday on the 29th at 2:30. There'll be other games going on with teams from Laurel, Greenbelt, and a few others as well. The tournament, again, weather permitting, will run through July 2nd. I guess if there's like a rain out, you may have to push it, back a day or so. But that will be the district tournament. As Brendan mentioned earlier, the district tournament winner will go on to the state tournament, which I believe those dates are, I think it's July 12th to the 18th. We'll have to double check on that.
That's
Um,
right.
but if I but if I could just give you a little plug, so the 10U team, again, my son is associated with this. That team last year is now the 11U team. That team last year was one game away from winning the state of Maryland. Brendan, I think they were going out there. Was it Hagerstown? I think it was
Right.
one game away. So most, if not all, those boys are coming back to play at home this year for 11U. So we're certainly expecting
So
big
come see
things
kids from all over the state play ball.
from
The
them
best
as
kids
well.
in the
That's
state
right.
playing ball. I love that. All
They're
right.
all coming here. They're going to stay in hotels, and they're going to bring some business with them, and we're going to have a heck of a time in that tournament. And we have a very good chance this year, Nestor, of taking down a state title at either the 10-year-old or 11-year-old, I think, is our best shot. 12-year-olds have a puncher's chance, and that's the one that would go to Williamsport. That team looks very good, but we'll face a juggernaut in Montgomery County that won it last year. So we've got our work cut out for us, but I think we're going to be raising some state flags this year.
Well, you mentioned Williamsport. I've been to the Little League Hall of Fame in Williamsport. I've touched Mike Mussina's plaque there, so I know a little bit about that, as well as Boog Powell, who's a Little League player. And I mean,
No
a bunch of
kidding.
people through the course of time. You can Google all that stuff up, have some fun with that. Greg Cespaniak is here, and his Kemo Sabe and partner at the Sobo Little League, South Baltimore Little League, is Brendan O'Brien. He's the El Presidente of all things here. Did I leave anything out, Greg? Are we good? Are we clean now? Did I get this done right way?
I think we're in good shape here. Really appreciate the time. And as Brendan said, come out to see some good baseball. I think it's free admission to get in. Our concession stands take Venmo, so we're not just cash only, and support the local businesses like LP Steamers and all the other places that are close by. You'll be able to park right on Fort Avenue and Barracudas and several other places that you can walk to and grab something to eat.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Greg is here. Brendan's here. If your kids are out playing Little League, if they're playing lacrosse, get rid of that lacrosse stick. Get them playing baseball. I'm a true Aparicio there. I'm
That's
Nestor. We
right.
are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Little League makes me want to like go back and coach and, I don't know, make a movie or
I had a full
something.
head of hair back then. It brings back some great
As long as
memories.
we can do
So.
break and training and go to the Astrodome, that's all, and eat fried chicken. Back for more right after this.